we are up to Chaf Aleph. Okay, we're up to Seif Katan Chaf Aleph, Simin Tes on page Samach Beis. Haloi Veshpegish Rechai Betzitis, Beloi Tzitzis, Hareze Bitel Mitzvah Saseh, Sirius Aveira. A person wears a four-cornered garment that does not have tzitzis. He is mevatel in mitzvah saseh. It's an avera, not doing an asay. A bitl mitzvah saseh is something which is to be taken seriously. Utsrichin lashkiach biktsas begodim hosuim boifen. You have to be very careful. You have a certain type of garment. If you wear a kapata, anyone here wear a frock? If you buy a tuxedo, it's not for people who wear, it's not too common anymore, but it used to be years ago, you rent a tuxedo with tails. You go to a fancy wedding, one of your children, and formal affairs, so you rent a tuxedo with tails, and it could be that a tuxedo with tails is halakhically required tzitzis.
May you also have shanis.
May you also have shanis, that's correct. But costumes, Purim costumes, serious business. May have shanis d'oraisa. The one yesterday, Purim costume, shanis d'rabbanan is okay. But shanis d'oraisa is also. So if you have a garment which is long and has four corners, you have to be careful to make sure, you have to either put on tzitzis, we don't do that, it's not done, but the next best thing is to make sure you do not have four corners. Now, this is very dangerous. Now, it's not really nogea us because we don't come in contact with these type of garments, but in ancient times, not so long ago, where people wore these type of formal wear, so what is this solution? Let me just tell you guys before we do words inside. So you would think the solution is just cut it. Cut it, the garment, on an angle. That's even worse. Because you cut a garment on an angle that has four corners, you now have five corners. If it comes to, now I don't know the exact shear of when something is called round and when something is called a corner in halacha, what the degree of the angle is. Is there some mathematical formula at what point in time an angle is called a square in halacha?
So it has to do with thumbs, two or six thumbs, maybe if it passes that point.
Whatever it is, but if you go and you cut on an angle, what you're really doing is you're creating a garment that has five corners. So then what is the halach? If you have a garment that has five corners, what do you do? You chayiv in tzitzis min ha-Torah. The only thing is you only put tzitz on four of the five corners. So if one has a long garment,
it's at least four corners.
Exactly, at least four corners. And on how many of those corners you put tzitzis on? On only four of the multiple corners.
You have a garment with two corners?
No, we're not shaykh. What do you mean two corners? What do you mean two corners? How do you have a garment with two corners? A coat has a slit that has
a slit. It has two corners. The front. Just in the front.
Just in the five, so then there's no. The top is not really two. On the top you have.
What about a suit?
When you have a coat, think about it, a coat.
Yeah, you
have only four corners. You have the sleeves hanging out.
That's right.
You have sleeves. Really, one piece of cloth. Right, open up a coat. It's one big shmata with four corners. You have on top. You have two. You do have four corners in your coat. The four corners obviously are defined on the bottom, of the garment. All right, well, let's work. But if you have a garment that's five corners, you're mechuyev to put on tzitz on four of the five corners. So it's not a good idea to cut the garment on a diagonal. So the better solution is to make a round corner. If it's round, then according to all opinions, it's not chayiv in tzitzis. Right, that's what they do in the bekeshes and the kapadas. They make them round. Now, here's another. The kitz going tells another possibility is you don't have to necessarily go and cut it. Just take the material and gather it and stitch it. And stitch it in the form of a circle. So you don't have to actually cut it. Just fold it over here and there and then sew it up. So he says that's not going to solve the problem. If something is stitched closed, we don't look at it as if it's stitched. The halacha considers what would it look like if you were to unstitch it. If you were to unstitch it and then you would have four corners, it would be chayiv in tzitzis. So now it's chayiv in tzitzis even though it is stitched up. So the only solution is to actually cut it. If you don't cut it, and you'd have to cut it as a circle, only then do you avoid the problem. Let's see the words inside. If they're made at the top of the page, let's see. You have to cut one corner to make sure that it's rad. Aval in kaf or less second, if you fold the corner utfaroi and you stitch it, the inyan shenire ogul, it looks round, loy mehani, that's not sufficient. The kol mashle chatocha, if you don't actually cut the corner, adain bichlal habegitu, the material is still considered to be part of the garment, and it's a four-cornered garment which you have not inserted for its tzitzis, and you have thereby violated, have ignored a mitzvah asay of tzitzis. The gadol oynish hamavatel mitzvah tzitzis, and great is the punishment to a person that does not put tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. The hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis zoicha will merit the roya pnei hashchina. We have no clue what this means, but we have emunas chachomim. Chazal tell us such a thing. No one wants to lose out on this thing. There's a story. You have to have emunah. There was once a person that came to Moshe Feinstein, and he said to him, "I'm part of a community, a society, a yeshiva, where everyone has to write a dvar Torah for a journal, a Torah journal, and I have nothing to write. Can you do me a favor? I know that you have multiple tshuvas in chiddush Torah. Do me a can you give me one of your chiddushim, small chiddush, so I won't be embarrassed." I don't know if he's embarrassed. I can put it in the Torah journal. I write it on my name. I want it. Be a ghostwriter.
Plagiarism.
So now listen to Rav Moshe. This is an incredible thing. There's a lot of limud musar in Rav Moshe. Moshe said to him, he says, "You know, I would gladly do it for you, but I want to tell you something. Putting all humility aside, and Ish Moshe, on of the oig, call out and read the book. We have the book here. Your picture's in the book. We have the book here. Yeah, no, we have it over here. You have to show me here. We have to show us the picture. What page?
120.
Okay, we have the book here. See here, by my Yossi's picture. So Rav Moshe said, putting all humility aside, this is where the story is recorded. So I only heard the story second, third hand, but this I've heard the story. All humility being put aside, if my chiddush is written in your name, I don't think I've already said to him in these words. I'm just building it up. No one's going to read it. We all know today, you get a Torah journal, it goes into Seamus, if even that. No one's going to read it. If it's in my name, I have a Moshe, Moshe's reputation, Igris Moshe, people are going to read it, it will be preserved, people will read it. Then he said, Chazal tell us that after a person dies, and this person learns Torah that was authored, that was composed by a person, your lips murmur in the grave. When a person repeats in your name a chiddush, a dvar Torah, the person is no longer here, his lips murmur. Rav Moshe says, we have no idea what that means. There's no one today alive can tell us, what does this mean? A person died, he's in the Olam Emes, and there's another person now repeating over a chiddush, a dvar Torah, that was thought of, that was originated by so-and-so, and now when that living person repeats the dvar Torah, the person who died, his lips are murmuring in the keder, in the grave. We don't know what that means. Rav Moshe says, we have a munas chachamim, that this is a very big inyan, there's something there. And Rav Moshe said, I'm not a person, a bala boss, I have no right to be mochel on this Maimer Chazal. Chazal says sifsois of doivos bakever, and we don't know what it means. We have to have emuna. I have no right. Just as it's nothing. I don't care. I'll give you my chidushei Torah. It'll be published under your name. No one will ever look at it except for a few people who are in your family who want to look at it. And then no one will ever look at it again. And I'm going to lose out because I know that if I publish it under my name, someone will repeat it over for many years to come, and I'll have this thing which Chazal tell us. What does it mean? I don't know. I don't know what it means. But you have to have emunah that it means something very big, and you have no right just to make little of it. Here you're saying, wait, you put on a talus. So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch It's a halacha sefer, and he's telling us some very scary words. It says that gadol oynish hamavadol mitzvah tzitzis, the hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis zoyche v'roye pnei hashchina. Is there anyone today that we can tell us what this means? I don't think so. What this means
is the reward, not the punishment.
What it means, but it's not something to be taken lightly. And it's something that we have to focus on. Okay, now let's see some of the halacha, the shomim some halacha. The few things that we left out, we have to tie up some loose ends. Tes Zion, the previous page, some very interesting things. Lashkiach b'ktsas b'gadil. Be very careful to make sure that tzitzis are. Now, someone mentioned the shailus. I told you the wrong halacha. I told you the wrong halacha. I have different opinions. I remember I was in shul with someone who had this, one of these scarves which unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds. And no, and Tanya unfolds all the folds. It's as mamish as big as a talus. And he told me that that's one of his friends told him he can't wear this. See, until you cut it, you make it round, because it's mamish a talus that's folded and it's a shayla, you need tzitzis. I don't know the halacha. So okay, I never heard anything. It makes sense. So here he rejects this. He's coming to tell us that now that when it comes to a scarf that's folded multiple times, even if you don't fold it, will be a mamash talis. But it's not the way it's worn. You do not need to put on tzitzis. You have to be aware. Kikitz of the shomes halacha the mekilim, as we mentioned many times in Adrab, we're here to learn kulis. But it's interesting to know it's mutter. Don't get carried away. There may indeed be other opinions in Amach. Let's see what he says about the scarf. Ayin b'shailus tshuva shalom eshef. Oidois mashe korchin sav tzavaron. So the people would wrap around their neck a handkerchief, a scarf. The yeshbo, what? Is the Yiddish word there? A sweater? No. Redid shawl. A shawl. There. The yesh v'dal kenafos. This shawl has four corners. And Gafiluachi Patur mitzitzis. V'chein kos sabshal shus ma'arsham. The haminog she'ein matilin bohem tzitzis. And she'ein seven lefonav lacharav rak munachin ashnei tzedadim lefonav. Let's go for the minig is you only put it. You don't wrap it around your body. You just wrap it around your neck. Wrapping it around your neck does not constitute a beged, which the Torah requires tzitzis. The alkanfei bigdeichem, the definition of a beged, it goes over your body, over your neck, is not a halachic beged. And the vioid kevan kol tashmishon rak bikipulon. The way it's used is folded. You, even though it's true, I can unfold and it'll be a talus. It's a talus on for Simchas Torah talus, right? It'll be a Simchas Torah talus. It doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't have the shield. It doesn't have the
around their shoulders.
So that's already different. That's already that's a problem. It's a different. The rock biki pulon. The only way it's used is by folding it. Uviki puloi ein bohen hashir. And after you fold it, you don't have the minimum size of an amma by an amma. Halachin 18 inches. By 18 inches, the difference between for petur mitzpater ayin sham v'lo dami letalis sheniskapel kederech lev shei begadim v'achash miskapel ein boy kishir kedei lechasay suray shavuubay v'afilu chayav v'chayav v'chayav. A talis, even though some people when they put on the talis, he takes note of this tradition where you don't have a beged either. Some people they wrap it up too much, like a scarf. He's going to talk about the scarf talitzos in a few moments, but he points out even the average person sometimes when he puts on his talis, he folds it a bit too much. Enochnami, you're folding it up a little bit more than you should, but that's not the way you always wear it. Since a significant amount of time you wear it, you do unfold it properly, and you do have a beged, that's enough to be chayiv in tzitz. But a scarf, which is 100% of the time worn where it's folded less than the sheer, you're not chayiv in tzitz, even though it has four corners, and even though if you were to unfold it, you would have the sheer. You're still chayiv. Kvar kosav. It's already written in Mishnah Shuvah Space Yaakov. The kevan shomer lispashet. Since a talis is meant to be unfolded, even though you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing, kiposhadami af shloim nispashet adayin. Even though you have not yet completely unfolded over your body, avul hocha. But over here, by a shawl, by a scarf, oimdim lehiskapel. That's how it's meant to be worn. It's meant to be folded, and therefore you're not chayiv in tzitzis. And now he goes on a tirade against those people who wear scarf talisos. Okay, in the old American shuls, right? They come, they have a scarf that is mimela, shalaikadin. You can learn from here. You have even seen in the media once, you have a Reform rabbi, they show in the news, they show a Reform rabbi, they show him wearing a scarf around, a nice robe. I have a nice robe with a scarf. Umimela gam oisam shemasimim ala tzavar talis katan. A small, doesn't mean it means a small talis. Beloy shir. Ein mekaimin mitzvah sitzes uve knesa uve. When the shamus, you walk in, you give him the tickets, and he gives you a talis, right? Instead of the ice skates, you give him the ticket, he gives you the talis. Shecholkin talisim keelu lehavim lespalu then garmin bracha levatola. Bracha levatola, we mentioned, is much worse than wearing a talis. It's much worse. We mentioned that's the worst thing. It's bad enough to wear a garment that has four corners and does not have tzitzis. That's a half a problem. But it's a much bigger problem to make a bracha levatola. We learned yesterday, if it's Shabbos and the tzitzis are possible and it's not your fault, you have no way of knowing, then they covered habrios, you're allowed to wear a talis and shul that does not have kosher tzitzis. Then they covered habrios. Dignity, human dignity, not to be embarrassed. You don't make a bracha. So you see that you can, in certain situations, wear a garment without tzitzis, but you can't make a bracha on such a talis, and that is a much worse avera. And we discussed that when it came to the different types of talis katzis zman hazeh, where you have the machlekes, the mishnah berurah, and the kitzur shulchan aruch, when you have a katin talis katan and wool tzitzis, the opinion of the kitzur shulchan aruch is you should not make a bracha because, according to some opinions, wool tzitzis does not exempt a talis katan made from katin, but you can wear it, and you should wear it, because as far as the mitzvah is concerned, we follow the opinion that it's a good mitzvah, but a bracha has a higher standard. Don't make a bracha on such a talis katan. So we mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. We accept pretty much the Mishnah Berurah. We do make a bracha on such a talis katan as well, but we do at least see from the Ketz Shulchan Aruch this distinction between making a bracha and wearing a garment that has four corners without kosher tzitzis. That's one halacha I forgot to mention yesterday. It's not in the Kesharim, some halacha, but it's one halacha. Is that this is a very big problem. If you're walking in the street in a place that's a Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa, okay, that's two very controversial today, but let's say you'll find a place today that you will follow the opinion that it's a Rishus Harabim D'Oraisa, and you're wearing your talis, which itself is controversial. You wear a talis as Lana Zen Golis, I'll talk about that in a minute, and you happen to notice that your tzitzis are puzzle. Okay, you're walking in the street in Manhattan, assuming that Manhattan is Rishus Ram Deraisa, your talus over like a talus, and then as you're walking, you stop to talk to someone, you notice that it's cut, the tzitz are cut. You have to take off the talus in the street. What do you do with it? I don't know. I guess you put it on, drop it on the floor. Or you tell a guy, you tell a guy to take it from you and put it on a fire hydrant somewhere, or even throw it out. You're not allowed to walk Dalit Amos with that talus because the tzitzis are pasul. Once the tzitzis are pasul, it's considered carrying. You're carrying the garment, is not carrying. You're wearing a garment. But the tzitzis, especially the one that's pasul, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not part of the begging. You're carrying, you're not allowed to walk Dalit Amos with that house. Stand there like a golem. You can't, you're allowed to stand there with it. What are you going to do? So you're going to take it off in the street, it'll be a chol Hashem. So I guess the best thing would be to ask a guy. Can you please take the talis and bring it into a store or whatever, just put it somewhere, I don't know.
Amira is no more important.
Or if you're a phone booth or you're a fire hydrant or whatever, what? No phone booth, say what? Amir la'akum. Amir la'akum. So he's saying Amir la'akum is asa. So you have to tell him.
I
you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't know the halacha.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes. Surprise. Yeah, yeah.
We don't give things like that away.
So here, Amir Lakam Mutter. It's a hefsid. It's a hefsid. Hefsid meruba. It's a hefsid. So here, amir lakum and nechnami. Even a talis, a $100 talis, echil Hashem also, you'll amir lakum l'chayra. A lot of hetem. You have to know the almost the very complicated halachas and amir lakum. Hopefully, we'll learn it eventually. Hilchas Shabbos, amir lakum. So yeah, you're right. You got to tell a guy, but you're not allowed to walk. You're not allowed to walk. The lamas. You have to find the solution. L'chayra, the best thing would be to tell a guy. Or I guess pachas midalamas. Carmelist and Hanami, Carmelist, and you can walk pachas, Carmelist is also not allowed. You're also not allowed, but one of the solutions is have a wallet. This happens. Shabbos, and on Shabbos you discover, oh no, I have my wallet, or something very valuable, your driver's license. It's in your pocket. And there's no goy available. So the solution is to walk pachas, midalit amas. You take 4 feet, and then you stop. And then when you come to your destination, you throw it in kalachayat. These are only in extreme circumstances. You throw it into the house in an unusual manner. Figure out what's unusual to cast it in. But you're not even that's not also not so simple. That's only under the most extreme circumstances you can do that. If it's sudden, which you can do without, so then you just drop it in the street and hope it'll be there with Mitzvah Shabbos. If not, so there are a lot of problems, and there's no perfect solution to any problem in life. You'll figure out what to do afterwards. Okay, that concludes.
If the width of the scarf is arba,
yeah,
it should be hayov lesisit.
A scarf. So we mentioned. They mentioned the kitzus. The shadim. No, he says no. He says the shadim mitzvah very clearly says a scarf that's meant to be worn around your neck. You do not need tzitzis.
Only
wear it around your neck. Even though it has four corners, and even though if you were to unfold it, it would be the size of a talus. You do not need to put on tzitzis. That's what he says.
If it is high, if the measure is high, no
tzitzis. No, because it's only meant to be worn around the neck. It's not meant to be worn around the body. No tzitzis.
Exactly.
And one last thing about this is just this not halach. This is a hashkafic inyan, and there are many opinions. Is it a proper thing to wear a talis shel mitzvah in the street on Shabbos? So used to be years ago, it was never done. It's not acceptable. It's golos. Not only a person, it's also Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was very strong that people should not wear a talis shel mitzvah in the street. Besides the fact that talis shel mitzvah has kedusha. But there's tefillin, certainly. Tefillin is the Shem Hashem in the streets. It's dirty, there's filth, sewers. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, no. In a city, it was very, very mock, but you don't wear in public, in the street, in Golos, in America, you don't wear a talis gadol, maybe in the country when you're in the summer, in a bungalow colony. So maybe that's a more private environment.
I see a lot of people.
Today, it's a new generation. Today, it's a new generation. You tell this to anyone under a certain age, they'll laugh at you. They'll say, come on, what are you talking about? It represents a change in attitude between the old generation and the new generation look, the guy also very different. Years ago, a guy, go back 50 years ago, would not walk in the street without a hat. A guy wore hats. A guy wouldn't wear. And today, a guy, if you're lucky, he wears pants.
Excuse me, if you say they should not have talit in public over the yarmulke.
Yarmulke you have to wear. Yarmulke you have to wear in public, no matter what. Well, Sfarim.
Also, it is not the custom of the
Sfarim. They don't. Okay, the Sfarim don't wear yarmulkes. That's right. That's okay. They only wear. That's right. Different customs. An Ashkenazim, but a talis. It's not just the head covering. The head covering is general. is a general halacha for the whole day. A talis is a beged shel mitzvah. It's miyuchid for tefillah, for prayer. And you don't take something that's set aside for prayer and degrade it and wear it in the street. Just like no one would wear their talis in the Beis HaKisei. By the Beis HaKisei, even though technically you can even wear the tefillin in the Beis HaKisei, as long as there's no odor, you can wear, and a person can even relieve himself wearing tefillin and ketanim in the Beis HaKisei, but it's something which we have a sensitivity you don't do. A talis is not a yarmulke. A talis is a beged shel mitzvah. It's a beged shel tefillah. And it's many Gedolei Hador from the previous generation were very sensitive that a talis is not something that you should wear in the street.
You don't, outside.
On the outside, right. Yeah. Under your garments is fine. Under your, under a coat. Under a coat.
Same thing like a kittel and a gargle.
So a kittel, you can take. They're different in Hagim. Do you wear a kittel in the Beis HaKisa? Most people do. Probably 95% of the population will wear a kittel in the Beis HaKisa. I have no problem pouring in the Beis HaKisa. You go to the Beis HaKisa, so you think of the kittel to go to the Beis HaKisa?
Yeah,
do. You do? Okay, I take it back then.
Some do.
You do?
I was told to take it.
Some do, some do. I'm trying to remember in Yeshiva. Down in Yeshiva on Yom Kippur before Ne'ilah. Before Ne'ilah, there is like a line to go. Everyone takes off their talis. And I don't remember. I don't remember.
Take
a kittel, okay? Different than Hagim.
What
a kittel is not a beged shel mitzvah. It's not the same adrega. A kittel is not. But a talis. There are different types. There's a talis, just not a four-corner garment that you put on tzitzis. But a talis is a special garment you make, you fashion to put on tzitzis. Okay, another issue is that, just to review this halacha, Mikar Hadin, you don't need to wear tzitzis. The only obligation one has to put on to wear tzitzis is if you happen to have a garment that has four corners, then you mechuyev to wear tzitzis. But if you don't have a garment of four corners, so you don't need to wear tzitzis. And in fact, there are many people, they wear their talis gadol when they daven shachris. And that's it. They wear their mekayim the mitzvah, and to wear a talis gadol the entire day, they're not comfortable. There are people like that. You can't say they're wrong. They're not technically doing anything wrong. So they're not wearing a towel scarf the whole day. They don't feel comfortable. They work and they have to move around during their activities and it's hard for them. So technically they're not doing anything wrong. But at least they do wear, at least for shachris, for tefillah, they do wear the talis gadol. But technically you don't even need to do that. You can avoid the mitzvah entirely. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, when it's a time of rischa, a time of divine wrath, when Hashem is angry because for whatever reason, and Hashem is going to punish Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael, He then punishes us for not putting ourselves in a situation where we're chayiv mitzvos. So for now, let's say a person would never wear a talis gadol or a talis katan. So you can say, but initially I didn't do anything wrong. I only tell him to wear tzitzis if I have a dal beged, a dal canvas. I don't have dal canvas. So Hashem is right. You didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to punish you. There's nothing to punish. If you wear a beged of four corners and not put on tzitzis, oh, you'll be punished. You did not hear. You mevat l'mitzvah say. But you didn't do anything wrong. You never put on a beged of dal canvas. So I'm not going to punish you. But I still have a complaint against you. You should have put yourself in a situation of wearing a garment of four corners so that you can mekayim in the mitzvah. And I'm not going to punish you out in the open, but when there will be punishment for other things, then this will be included in the cheshbon. So therefore, there is an inyan in different madrigals. So if you wear a tal, scuttle during davening, yoitza. And then there are stories with Gedolei Hador talking about very holy people, they would not walk a mashri. Would take one step during the day without wearing a talis cotton. They get up by the bed, they put on a talis cotton, they wouldn't go to the bathroom without wearing a talis cotton. And then most people probably fall somewhere in between. Well, not mamash, we don't go crazy to wear a talis cotton every single moment of the day, but generally you wear a talis cotton, you wear a talis cotton the whole day. And then, whatever, in the morning or at night when you're doing things that you have to do, so you don't know every single moment. So that's generally we fall somewhere in the middle. Okay, so that concludes the.
It's that some people show the CCOT outside.
Okay, another very good thing. The tzitzis is showing the tzitzis outside. If you want to fulfill the spirit of the pasuk is it's called mitzvah Hashem. So there is an inyan. There is an inyan to see the tzitzis. To what degree? Gets in your way, you go to a place among non-Jews.
Doesn't see you, say, others see it.
You're saying something very early. There's a medrash. The medrash says there are four tzitzis. And the medrash says the two tzitzis in front of you are for you to see. Okay, you have four tzitzis. Are for you to see. The two tzitzis behind you are primarily for other people to see. Other people should see your tzitzis and be reminded. I remember having a discussion with someone. Most people who do put their tzitzis I'll wear them outside. They bunch them together, and they have two and two. So, as a child, I remember. I thought I saw somewhere that there is an inyan that you should wear two in the front, not have just two groups, two in the front and two in the back. And I searched. This is years ago. I searched and searched and searched to find. I couldn't find it anywhere. Couldn't find anywhere that there's a medrash, but that medrash is not la halacha that you should have two in front, two in the back. 99% of the people who put their tzitzis, they bunch it together, two and two. Okay, the Hasidim, they just wear it loose. They just wear it over their shirt, and it hangs out, so it hangs wherever it hangs. But people who put the shtalos kod underneath their shirt, like most of us, so you do show, you don't show it. Okay, that's another thing. And trellis, you'll know about. Trellis is expensive. Some people are very pro trellis, and some people are. I wouldn't say anyone's against it. Can't say anyone's against. It's just that. It's the masura has been lost from us, and there are many questions if the murex is the true trellis. Doesn't hurt once in a while. We always have a halacha, the concept. You always should do have the full experience of life. You should live everything at least once. Once in your life, you should put on a beirut hamtzion. Even though you'll never wear beirut, once in your life, have that experience. When you come to the Olam HaEmes, you can say to a beirut tam, I wore your tefillin. Once in your life. Once in your life, it doesn't hurt to put on the murex. If there's such a thing, there are many Gedolei Yisrael that do wear the murex. They hold that it's not so terrible. And Belsky, Sinner wears the trellis. There are many Gedolei. There are many very anti. So once in your life, it's not so bad to have a pair of murex to put on it to appreciate what trellis is, to have the full experience. Okay, we will stop.